On November 4th, 2018, I got home from doing an open mic at Noreen's Lounge. And that was the night that I decided I was going to quit gambling. I remember being there at $100 on the Green Bay Packers versus New England Patriots. And I was the only guy in the bar rooting for the Packers to come back. Everybody else wanted the Patriots to blow them out just so we could start the comedy. So I lost the bet and I went to sit at the bar. And I lost $40 in a video poker machine. And I got home that night, and I told myself that I was going to quit gambling. And I recently celebrated the one-year anniversary of that. And I thought, with it being 1 year, I was going to be really happy, excited to celebrate, feel really good about myself. And it turned out to be a pretty humbling experience. Because when you reach a milestone, a round number like that, 1 year, you start to think a little bit. You start to think about the past year. And when I quit gambling, I told myself, I'm going to work harder on my comedy. I'm going to figure out what I need to do in order to get better at comedy. And with it being a year later and me looking at everything that happened, I didn't figure out anything. And I feel like I know less than I knew when I even started it. And it got me thinking, why? Why did you not work harder? Why didn't you try to figure it out harder? And then I was thinking, like, you know, you quit gambling. One of the reasons was you wanted to become a better person. And you start thinking, am I a better person? Am I improved? And you start to think, why? Why did I even quit? Like, I even quit the wrong way. 12 days after I quit, I started this podcast. And I want to tell the whole world that I quit gambling. The whole world, I wanted them to know. And one of the reasons I did it was because I thought it would help me through the process of quitting gambling. Because if I went and gambled, then I would have to lie to people or I have to tell people, hey, I did this whole thing. I quit gambling, started a podcast, but then I started gambling again. So just ignore it. So it kept me on the path of not gambling because I didn't want to lie anymore. During my gambling days, are you gambling? Are you gambling? No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I was gambling all the damn time. And it's crazy to me. Because going a year without it and how much I did it all the time beforehand is, I can't believe I did it. And I thought it would make me happier with being 1 year. But like I said, looking back and realizing, damn, you didn't do anything with comedy in that year. Then you look back, and what else did you do? You know, when I quit gambling, I said, hey, I'm going to, you know, save some money now. Maybe I'll meet a girl. Girls like guys when they have money. They don't like guys when they're broke all the time. You can only take a girl to McDonald's so many times before she gets fed up. So I said, hey, I'll have some money. Maybe I'll meet a girl, you know. A year later, nothing. So it was a miserable experience when I thought I'm going to be celebrating 1 year. As a matter of fact, I took a four-day weekend. Four-day weekend. I took 2 days off work. I had my days off. And I didn't do anything. I really was just miserable. It was such a humbling experience. I thought I was going to do something big with the podcast, have a big celebration. I wasn't in the mood. And it sucked. And it was weird to me because the quitting gambling aspect of it was really cool. But then thinking of what I've done since I quit gambling to better myself, to be a better person, and it got me wondering if I did any of that. And honestly, on Monday, November 4th, which was the 1 year anniversary, I thought to myself, well, nothing's changed. Like, your life is kind of still the same. So why don't you go and gamble? And I wasn't really serious about it, But I was kind of joking about it with my buddy through text. And I texted my buddy. I said, the only thing stopping me from gambling right now is laziness, because I didn't want to leave the house to bet money or deposit money. And he sends me a message back. He goes, hey, give me your online account information. I'll deposit $20 the first bet's on me. And I said to him, well, spot me another 980 and you got a deal. Because I wanted to put $1,000 on the New York Giants money line that night just because it paid the most. And I didn't do it. I did not do it. I don't think I was really serious about it. But it did cross my mind, hey, let's gamble, because it's been a year and really nothing's changed. So go ahead and gamble. I didn't do it. I'm not going to gamble. I don't think I'm going to gamble. You never know. That's the thing. Like, I do a lot of bits on this show. We do a lot of bits. But real life, I'm a recovering degenerate gambler. And now that a couple days have passed and, you know, I realize that, you know, it's not a big deal. Everything will be fine. Just got to work a little bit harder. That's all. So I'm hoping to, you know, get the shit going in gear, because I also realized I'm a little bit of a talker. So no more talking. Time to start doing, right? And honestly, you could doubt me, but eventually I always get shit done. So enough of the serious part of the show. I want to open up, give you a little honesty, tell you what the hell it was all about, what it was like being a degenerate gambler, celebrating that 1 year. I wanted to let you in a little bit behind the scenes. You know, we never do a lot of serious stuff here. Goof around a lot. I thought I'd let you get to know me a little bit. But it's 1 year, and let's break up the serious mood with a little fun. I used to gamble. Now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. 1 year without gambling. Could you believe it? Just want to give you some time to applaud there. Listen, I've fallen behind on the podcast. I've been trying to think of big ideas to celebrate my 1 year without gambling. The opening of that, I recorded on November 8th. It's now November 30th. And the funny thing to me is, in that recording, I said, like, you know, I'm going to get shit done. And that was 22 days ago. But finally, I'm here. No co-host. Just me. I needed to get it done. I had to do a podcast. I see that the people are I'm getting messages all over. When's the next podcast coming? So here I am, all by myself, to talk about celebrating 1 year without gambling. And I opened the show with that serious thing because I wanted people to understand how I felt going through it. I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. I just want everybody to know how it felt. But now, I'm in a great fucking mood, and I got a great idea for the podcast moving forward. You see, there's a lot of gambling stories out there in the world, so why don't I focus on telling you a little bit about them? Like, for example, you could look it up, but in 2009, in Atlantic City, at the Borgata Hotel, a lady rolled the dice 154 times without hitting a seven. She rolled for 4 hours and 18 minutes. And that night, I was at the Borgata Hotel. And I got to that craps table 4 hours and 18 minutes into the roll. And the table was absolutely jammed. You could barely get in. But I reach over somebody's shoulder and I throw a $5 chip. And I go, $5, yo. And as the chip's in the air, her dice that she threw hit my chip. And they fell to the table and it landed on a seven. And the whole table got angry and they started booing me. I felt terrible about it. because that was my last $5. I also, celebrating a year without gambling, I decided that it was on November 4th. I decided that every November 4th, I was going to quit something. So it's now November 30th, and I have not had a Red Bull since November 4th. And sure, it's just Red Bull, no big deal. But, you know, gambling was such a big thing, I figured the thing I quit this year would be something kind of small. No Red Bull. And I feel better than ever. Now, something I do want to get off my chest, which is the reason I wanted to put this out. I had a guy that was doing the show with me. If you've listened to the show, you know who I'm talking about. If you're new to the show, go back and check out the archives and find out more about him. But I fired him on his birthday, and comedy-wise, I think it was great. But as a human being, I feel really bad about it. And honestly, this whole year, I would say, out since I quit gambling, that's probably my biggest regret. I never should have fired that guy. We are in talks off air about him coming back. And we're going to try to work it out. And we got a lot of things planned because this podcast is going to take a turn for the better. Now, one more thing. I do have a confession that I need to get out there. And I'm going to tell you guys about it at the end of the show. But it's been 1 year without gambling. We've done a lot of stuff with this podcast. It's been a year the podcast has been out. We've done a lot of fun stuff. And speaking of the guy that helps me out with this, or did help me out with it before I fired him on his birthday, my favorite clip that we've done on this show was when he came out to Vegas to visit me. And we recorded a podcast while he was here. And I had just gotten a guitar, and he taught me how to play it. It's my favorite part that we've ever done on the podcast. So let me play that clip of me learning the guitar.
You know, I just got a guitar.
Yes, you did.
And off air, you taught me some chords.
Yes, I did. And I you think you got this?
I mean, it's my first time playing the guitar. And you were really good at comedy the first time you did comedy.
Yeah.
You were amazing at comedy.
I don't know about all that, but
I hope I could be half as good. I could hope I could be as much 1% as good at guitar is hard.
Well, check it out. Let's get the grab.
All right, I'm gonna. All right, give me the hand me the guitar. All right,
there you go.
All right, thank you.
Now do you remember how to hold it?
Hold on.
Okay.
It's the fifth chord.
You're there almost.
Fourth
there.
Chord. Okay. Right, now, I think I got it.
Okay.
All right. Good, all right. Good. Tell me how this sounds.
Good luck with it.
Tell me how this sounds. The right chord, right? It sounds good.
Shit, Benny.
Is this the right chord? Am I holding it right?
Yeah, you're doing it right.
Does it sound?
This is the first time you've actually.
The first time I've ever played a guitar. This sounds good.
We can write a song about that, Benny.
Do you think people are gonna believe this is my first time with the guitar? Oh my god!
And the weird part is you can talk and do it.
I could play the guitar. I could probably sing. I just need to learn how to sing.
Do it, Benny.
I used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
This is unbelievable. A natural.
How did you do it?
I waited 34 years to do this.
You should have played this thing when you were a kid.
I'm like, John Mayer should be coming to see me.
Why doesn't
Dave Chappelle have a show with me?
You would probably be famous by now.
I could be both. I could do Chappelle and John Mayer.
Oh my god.
How easy is this?
I don't know. You're making. I'm not that good yet.
I mean, my god. You're a great teacher, man. Oh. You're a great teacher.
That's all you, Benny.
I think your comedy's better than my guitar.
No.
I'm so turned on right now.
Oh my god. Well, doesn't take much there. How about me? It's like a light switch. In a girl's bathroom.
That's a
funny. How do you, like, you know the nuances there? That's great. Weird.
I love the song we did. This is fantastic.
And you're doing an outro.
I'm also getting turned on right now. Okay.
You're turning yourself on.
That's how good I am at guitar, that I'm turning myself on.
I'm going to find you, like, auto eroticism. with a guitar chord. You're fucking amazing.
This is all without a pick. I'm not even using a pick.
That's what's weird. It's like, you know how to strum it.
Right?
Danny.
It's the right chord, though. I'm going to end it. A couple things about that clip. The lovely voice you heard in the background of the woman talking, that was Marla, my ex-co-host's wife. She's great. She came out here with them when they came out. They're just such good people. They really are. And, you know, back to my old co-host. A minute. I just know he's a good guy. And the reason he'd kill me if I told you this. But the reason I know he's so great is I used to work with him. And we worked in the casino industry. And when you're in the casino industry, your break is like, you just want your break. That's it. Your break is your favorite part of the night. You just want to go from the table straight to the back, right on break. Well, this guy takes his break. He's walking, and there's a lady struggling in a wheelchair. And what does he do? He comes up behind her. He makes nice with her. And then he pushes her around the whole casino, taking up his break. There were dealers pushing the lady out of the way. There was a dealer who came, took the wheelchair, rolled it out of the way of the door, and then went on break. But this guy took the lady, his whole break, around the whole casino. And ever since I saw him do that, there's something in my heart that it really touched me. I thought it was the nicest gesture I've ever seen anybody do. And ever since I saw him do that, every job interview I've been on, when they ask me the question, tell me about a time you've gone above and beyond for the customer, I always lead with, well, I don't really like to call it going above and beyond because I just think it's the nice thing to do. It's the right thing to do. But if I had to choose a moment in my life, it was when there was this lady who was struggling in a wheelchair. And rather than me go on my break, I pushed her around the casino. And every time I give that answer, they love it. They hire me right on the spot. Boom. So I get this job, and the first day I get the job, they introduce me to everybody. And while they're introducing me to everybody, they're telling the story that I said was mine in the interview. And everybody's looking at me like I'm the greatest person on earth. Fast forward to 7 months ago, I'm faced with the exact same situation. And everybody knows what I did. So now I want to go on my break, but there's this poor lady struggling in a wheelchair. So I take her, and she wants to go to a slot machine. I wheel her all the way over to the slot machine. She whips out a $100 bill and says, "You were so nice to me. Whatever I win with this $100, we'll split." And I had to explain to her that I quit gambling and I didn't feel comfortable doing it. So I went to my break, and at the end of the night, I was walking out and a buddy comes up to me and he says, "Hey, you know that lady you're pushing around in the wheelchair?" I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, well, when she was leaving, I saw how nice you were, so I wanted to be nice too. So I started talking to her." And I'm like, "Yeah?" Thinking, oh my good God, you know, when I walked away, did she hit a jackpot? Did I turn around splitting a jackpot? What did I do? And he's like, "Well, she told me she lost her $100. And I'm like, "Oh, thank God. Thank God she lost her $100. If she hit a jackpot, well, I could have won half. Like, why would she want $1 million and I turned down $500,000? Like, that would have been so me." So I'm telling him this. I'm like, "Oh, I'm just so relieved she lost that $100. You have no idea." And he's like, "Yeah, but you see, I wanted to be nice like you. So I gave her $10 in free slot play. And she took the $10 in free slot play
and hit a jackpot for $8.5 million. Next day, I come into work. The old lady's there. She comes up and approaches me. And she looks me right in the eyes and says, "Don't I remember you from the craps table at the Borgata?" Guys, if you could, please leave the podcast a review on Apple Podcast. Give it a nice 5-star rating. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast. You can also subscribe on Anchor or Spotify or pretty much anywhere you get your podcast. Also, give me a follow on Instagram. Just search Benny Legg. We're at the point in the show where we update that counter. Right now, we currently sit at 31 episodes without gambling. And before I update that counter, I have a confession. I was not the one playing the guitar. Nope, no. It was my co-host. My co-host played it the whole time, pretended it was me. I don't even know how to play the guitar. Ever since I got the guitar, I never even played it once. As a matter of fact, when you get a guitar, they should send you a video of people trying to learn the guitar before they actually send you the guitar. Because if I saw how hard it was to learn it, I never would have got the damn thing. I am glad I got that off my chest. That confession has been eating me alive. You guys didn't think I gambled, did you? Let's go ahead and update that counter to 32 episodes without gambling. All right, that pretty much wraps it up. Seriously, 1 year without gambling. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. And no urge at all to gamble. So, and I'm excited. There's some big things coming. There's some big things coming. I can't say too much because, honestly, it's such a good idea. I don't want anybody to steal it. But there's some big things coming.